On the plus side, the spear's unique design allowed Theron's own cybernetic implants to operate at peak efficiency while he was plugged into the ship, giving him a level of access unlike anything he'd experienced before. He'd already managed to patch into the ship's internal communications, allowing the implant in his ear to receive all their transmissions.
Red Patrol checking in. E-deck is clear. Proceeding to F-deck.
Theron sighed and disconnected his slicer spike from the panel. He stood up straight, stretching to ease a crick in his back. Tapping into the comm systems had allowed him to follow the progress of the security patrols Carrot had dispatched once she realized the Republic fleet hadn't really existed. Theron had been tracking them closely as they systematically worked their way through each level of the vessel, wing by wing. He hated to interrupt his work, but it was time to move if he didn't want to be discovered. He went to the Durasteel maintenance hatch and slowly turned the wheel to open it. There was a sharp clink as the hatch popped free, and a soft squeak from the hinges as it swung open. Theron poked his head out into the corridor, not expecting to see anyone, but also not willing to take any chances. His only weapon was the blaster he had tucked in the holster of his uniform, but he had no intention of firing it after bending the barrel prying open the engine room's security hatch. Fortunately, the hall was deserted, so he climbed out and closed the hatch behind him, trying not to make any noise. He worked his way down the hall, listening intently for the footsteps of anyone approaching. It wasn't likely he would run into anybody. G-Deck consisted primarily of the engine room, and, way on the opposite end, the Spear's private command chamber. Apart from the security sweep, nobody had any reason to be on the level. Even Carrot wouldn't venture down unless the Spear was about to go into battle. Two turbo lifts, one near the engine room at the stern, the other near the command chamber at the bow, were the only ways to access the lowest level of the ship. Theron knew the security patrols worked from stern to bow, so he carefully made his way toward the stern, away from the lift he had taken when he first boarded the vessel. Because of the size and irregular shape of the ion and hypermatter drives, the two sides of G-Deck weren't connected by a single straight corridor. The hull twisted and turned. At each bend, Theron paused and peeked around the corner, knowing if he was discovered, he would have a hard time explaining his presence. After several minutes of careful skulking, he finally reached the turbo lift near the front of the vessel. The hull continued another 30 meters before finally terminating in a large sealed door. Theron knew the Spear's command chamber lay beyond, but he resisted the urge to go investigate. The engine room was where he could do the most damage. No point in risking exposure by snooping around just to satisfy his curiosity. He hit the panel on the turbo lift, contemplating his next move as he waited for it to arrive. In his ear, he could hear the progress of the security team as they reported back each time they cleared another section of the deck above him. Theron considered heading up to the crew quarters on C-Deck. He could look for an untended cabin where he could switch his grubby uniform for fresh clothes, leaving him less likely to draw attention if he needed to move around the ship. He might even get a chance to swap his blaster for one that worked. But whoever's uniform and weapon he borrowed was likely to notice if one or the other was missing, and that could reinforce suspicions about a stowaway on board. The last thing he needed to worry about was another round of security sweeps.